This is a poem by Janet Nyhas. It's about dandelions. I was inspired today about a conversation about writing poetry with someone on Reddit. Yeah. It's fun to PM back and forth different people, different ideas about writing poetry. There are many of you out there that enjoy writing poetry, enjoy reading poetry, enjoy listening to somebody reciting it. I was trying to think about that today and how it's almost more enjoyable just to recite it to me than just to read it. I read this book one time. I think it was called Poetry for Dummies. And one of the first chapters it said something to the effect that poetry is not meant for just meant. Oh my god. Meant. It's not meant to just read. It's meant to be verbalized, to be recited. That a poem can take a complete new meaning when somebody recites it for some reason. They didn't go into why, but I think what it has to do with is how somebody will stress certain words or maybe pronounce certain things. But anyway, the human voice can bring a poem to life. And that's what I've always felt. So today, tonight, I'm going to read you a poem about dandelions. Because sometimes, don't you feel that writing poetry is like blowing a dandelion? It's like, you want to have all this control of how it turns out. But your breath, your feelings are pushing all of these dandelion seeds out to the world. And they're going everywhere. And you want this poem to be so tight and so controlled and so perfect, but you can't control it. Just like your feelings, you have to let them out and they'll go onto paper and you can cross them out and erase them and move them in different spots. But after all, they are dandelion seeds, aren't they? They just go everywhere. That's what they're supposed to do. Yeah. Okay. That was a little bit bizarre. But anyway, that's fine. That's fine. That's me. All right. Here, I'm going to find the dandelion poem. Here we go. Going through my pictures. I'm going to find some poetry for you. All right. This is by Janet Nyhas. I picked a faded dandelion and blew it in the air. Its tiny little parachutes went floating everywhere. They caught the wind and danced a while, bending to and fro in splendid ballerina style. Finally, as the wind grew still, they floated back to earth, embedded in the dark, warm soil to start their new rebirth. When the next summer comes and dandelions are everywhere, I'll pick another faded flower and blow it in the air. And if you think about that, that's the end of the poem. If you think about that, if you blow all those seeds all over, one dandelion, think about this, dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds. Possibly. Probably dozens of new dandelions will come to life. And I, for one, actually leave dandelions for the bees. It's their first source of food. I'm not afraid of a dandelion. Actually, there are people that really treasure them. you can make dandelion wine, and you can make other crafts, make a garland for your head, kind of like John Keats. I made a garland for her head, and bracelets too, and fragrance zone. Yeah, something like that. All right, I will probably be back, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of dandelion love. I hope you enjoyed.